It's a Labor Day edition of Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, along with Scott Sorum. And tonight we welcome back a very special guest. She's been with us numerous times. She is author Jess Lowry. And her new book, January Thaws, will be coming out sometime in December. But right now we want to talk about a real interesting thing that has popped up in her neighborhood. And who knows, it may be possibly popping up in our neighborhoods in the very near future. And that is the free libraries, I think they call it. And Jess, first of all, thanks for joining us here on KFGO.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you sent this to me, it almost looks like you got a little birdhouse on the corner there.
Well, it looks like a little birdhouse about six blocks from my house with this beautiful bench next to it. But what they are is basically free community libraries, and they hold maybe 50 books. And the idea is you drop off your own book, you pick up a book, and everybody sort of has stuff to talk about and stuff to read.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't realize that the bench was all part of it.
It doesn't have to have a bench. When it was started in Wisconsin, the idea is you just have the actual box for books. But this neighbor, who I don't know and who I'm now going to get to know, put a beautiful bench up, too, so people can actually sit there.
So you say it started in Wisconsin. Have they been springing up all over the place?
Well, from what I know about it, it started in Wisconsin, and so some good things do come out of Wisconsin. No offense, they're Minnesota rivals. I'm a Minnesotan. I had to say it. But so they started in Wisconsin in 2009, and it was two entrepreneurs, and they just thought, you know, how can we bring communities together, and how can we promote literacy? And so they thought, little free library. And so they drew up plans for these library boxes. You know, it started out with a handful of them, but now they're all over the world, and there's over 10,000.
So tell me about what people have been putting in there. This one just came up, I understand, in your neighborhood, but you're seeing anything from kids' books to adults' books?
Yeah, so the only one I've seen in person was in Minneapolis, and it had, you know, a bunch of board books, picture books for kids, some mysteries, some romances, some nonfiction. So there's really something for everyone. This one in my neighborhood is totally empty, and so I'm going to stick a couple bestsellers in there, a couple of my books, and, you know, I hope it isn't a birdhouse. it looks like one of the little free libraries, and so I'm going to put some stuff into it.
This is amazing. And do they come in various sizes, by the way? I mean, the one I see in your photograph is rather small, but in some of the bigger cities, would they be larger?
They're usually not too much larger because they don't want to draw away from the city libraries. They just want to be more of a local option. But I've seen them, if you go to the littlefreelibrary.org website, I've seen them very creative. Like there's one with a mannequin on top of a bread box, and that's their community, Little Free Library. But so you build them, and then you register them with this littlefreelibrary.org, and then everybody can find them.
I was going to say, because I looked at those pictures you're talking about, and one of them looks like one of those old phone booths in London. I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, right, because it can be absolutely anything. There's really no rules except that the books have to be free, and they have to circulate to whoever wants them.
And what is really cool, too, I saw, Jess, is that this is not necessarily something in the city. I saw there's many countryside libraries, these little pub free libraries as well.
Right. Do you remember bookmobiles? Did you have those when you were a kid?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Right. And so, because I grew up in rural Minnesota, the nearest town was 11 miles away. And so that's how we got our books. And I absolutely love this idea of bringing that in its own way back to communities, that small library within a community.
Jess Lowry, our special guest here on KFGO on this Labor Day 2013. We're talking about the little free library that was just put up in your neighborhood. And hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed, maybe someday in our neighborhoods as well. Are there late fees for this? How long can you keep the books out?
As long as you want. I think there's no rules as long as people are sharing. And it seems like some people worry about vandalism or stealing, but it's just somehow it just brings a really positive sort of feel with it, and people respect the books.
You mentioned that it's to promote literacy, and I'm not sure how long the whole gamut has been alive, but has it been successful as far as you can tell?
I think it's only been alive 4 or 5 years, but based on how it's growing, I think it's really been successful. And the one that has popped up in my neighborhood is very near a bus stop, and so I drive past this bus stop, and people aren't reading, you know, they're just going where they have to go, and so I don't know. I'm excited to see maybe driving by and people will be picking books out of there and waiting for the bus and reading.
By the way, I did notice on the Little Free Library website, littlefreelibrary.org, that they also have a Facebook page, and they have just topped 34,000 likes.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
That's neat. Now I understand, too, that they ask you, Little Free Library, to register your library, as you mentioned. So can they find that on that website?
That's on the website. And you don't have to register it, but then people can, because you know what? You might have one three blocks from you and not even know it. And so if you register it on that site, then people can go in and find the closest one. If there isn't one nearby, they can get instructions to build their own and sort of create a neighborhood feel.
Now, does it cost anything as far as instructions or the, you know, maybe you could mail order a building of your own or a little box of your own? Does it cost anything, do you know?
I think if you do it all by yourself, it costs nothing. I also think they'll send you plans for free. I think that if they send the whole kit, that might cost something. Because they're trying to raise money to promote these all over the world, including, you know, Africa. And so just to create literacy all over the world. And so I don't think it's very expensive. It's as expensive as you want it to be.
It is just the coolest thing. When I saw that on your Facebook post today, I thought that was really neat. And I didn't even know the bench came with it.
and it doesn't have to, but it's just so exciting to me that people are just sort of taking care of each other, right? They're just doing something to be nice.
Absolutely. And by the way, when you go to that website too, folks, you can see all different kinds, as we were talking about, all different kinds of designs of these little free libraries. Littlefreelibrary.org. Check it out, and maybe you can get one put up in your neighborhood. I think that'd be a great, great idea. So last time we chatted was in Dorset, Minnesota, and we were talking about the fact that the January Thaw will be out in when?
January Thaw will be out in December, so it's the 9th in the Murder by Month mysteries. But more important than that, did you ever get a deep-fried spaghetti ball when you were in Dorset?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I did meet the mayor.
Okay, the 5-year-old mayor, the real
mayor. No. He's 4.
See, I'm just making stuff up now. He's only 4. He was a sweetheart, too, wasn't he?
Oh, he was a blast. But by the time I got around to chatting with him, that poor kid was so tired. He was so tired.
He was charming, though. He's really good at just being polite to everybody. But yeah, no, that was fantastic to see you. And I was at Sister Wolf Books, which is one of my favorite independent bookstores. And it was a really good time.
And you know what's really cool about Sister Wolf, by the way, is they have the books, but then they got that little little coffee shop or whatever it is in the back end of it, so you can have a little cookie while you're looking through the books as well.
Absolutely.
It's a neat little place.
And the people who work there know all of the books that are out there, so you just tell them what you like, and they will find it for you.
That's cool. January Thaw coming out in December, and so we're going to have you back on the air by December. Promise?
I sure hope so. That would be wonderful.
And by the way, if you want to check out Jess Lowry, do you have a website that folks can look at too, Jess?
I do. It's www.jesslowry.com.
We better spell that last name.
Oh, yeah. It's Lowrey.
JessLowry.com. I appreciate it, Jess. Thank you so much for joining us on your Labor Day.
It's always my pleasure. You have a great Labor Day.
Thank you.